Well, it looks like a bus, it works like a train. The world's longest guided busway has been undergoing final tests in Cambridgeshire today, and the locals will be pretty pleased because it's been quite a fuss, very controversial. It's cost over £100 million. It's vastly delayed, I believe, but Leslie Ashmore will tell us. She's been one of the first passengers. Leslie.
Yes, well, you know, it is the strangest looking thing, really, because it looks exactly the same as a normal bus, apart from two little wheels on the side, because it drives on roads just like a normal bus, but a disused railway line here has been turned into effectively two concrete channels, if you like, and when the bus drives into those channels, two horizontal wheels on the bus just behind the normal ones take over, and the bus whizzes down these concrete channels without the need for steering. It really goes pretty fast, and as you say, I was on the very last test run.
My name's Michael Kappa. It's a lovely smooth ride on the busway. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Right, off we go.
And we're just driving off a regular road onto, well, what obviously used to be an old railway line.
Yeah, we just laid the bus up on the right-hand side on the beam and just filled us in and away we go.
I'm rather nervous that you're driving this double-decker bus without any hands on the wheel.
No, it's absolutely fine. The technology's there. It's such a simple system.
Bob Mingus, you are the man who's been responsible for delivering the busway to Cambridgeshire. Why a busway? Why not just a bus?
Well, it's a bus-only route. It gives a very smooth ride. The bus is doing 56 miles an hour, which is top speed for a bus. So it's a very quick journey. No other traffic getting in the way. We're parallel with A14 at the moment, which is currently blocked by an accident. So again, we're getting out of all that congestion.
A lot of people say, why didn't you just keep trains running on this track?
The last train was 1992. In Cambridge, the railway station was built outside the old town at the time, so it's not very convenient. By using the buses, we can go right into the centre of Cambridge, so we get a lot more flexibility than a railway line.
What about the delay? Because it's been a little bit longer, 2.5 years longer, in fact, than it should have been.
Not ideal. We have had a few issues with the construction contract, but it's here now and it opens on the 7th of August.
Well, let's find out what passengers think. We have 13-year-old Keith Green, 4-year-old Joe Green. What do you think, Keith?
You can see quite a lot.
It's quite strange, isn't it, driving on the old railway lines?
Yeah.
Grandma Iris, what do you think of this?
I think it's quite exciting. It's a whole new concept, and we've waited a long time for this bus.
What do you think, Joe?
Good. Look, there's another bus stop.
Well, you know, Peter, Joe may be impressed there, but as you say, this has been a right old fuss and lots of people are not happy about it. Tim Phillips, you're from a group called Castarn. Why do you think this is not worth it?
Well, it's an awful lot of money, isn't it, to get buses into and out of Cambridge. And of course, for most journeys, the bus journey will actually be longer from end to end, which is amazing.
Why will it be longer? Because the railway section will be fast.
Yes, the railway section is fast, but it doesn't really go where the bus needs to go, which is the centre of town. And if you look at a map, you'll find that buses leaving Cambridge to go up towards St Ives have to go about 2 miles in completely the wrong direction, as ordinary buses on congested roads.
Yeah, now a lot of villages here will be served by it.
Oh, well, they're served by conventional buses already, and they're not that frequent, and they're not particularly direct or express because there isn't the demand for them. I mean, I really don't believe £187 million is going to create all that extra demand. It's just not on the cards.
Yeah, we just don't know exactly how much it's going to cost yet, do we? Because that's all under dispute in court.
Well, no, we do know how much it's actually cost. What we don't know is who's going to pay for it. It could be the county council paying for the whole lot, or it could be split between them and the contractors. But that doesn't really matter. It's cost £187 million to build this guided busway.
Do you think people will use it? The council think they will.
Well, of course people will use it. They use conventional buses, they use cars, they use trains. But the sort of numbers that are being put forward are absolutely preposterous. And we've got some interesting information on our website, www.carstarton.org.uk, from the 2009 proposed opening 2 years ago.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. I know you're driving back into the traffic congestion that is Cambridge on a Friday night, Peter. I'm sure you'll be heading back up here way soon.
Very quickly. You did say these are buses without a driver in at all.
No, they've got a driver because they drive on regular roads as well. So basically, you can drive into a village and then you go onto the track and the bus driver, well, he doesn't actually put his feet up, but he could if he wanted to. And the bus then is guided along these concrete funnels, if you like.
Probably quite a good job. Right, thanks very much indeed, Leslie. There are some people saying, yeah, we've got them already. Bradford, for instance, are making that claim.